Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Looks like Democrats are slaving again. Actual plantations run out of California. This is incredible. I mean, there's no words for it. And again, the only reason we know about how bad it is because of X. Without X, the country would think poor, terrified illegal immigrant children had their mothers ripped from them by Trump, who was incredibly cruel and just really mean for no reason. And that the raids had to stop to protect the children. But we have X. And they don't have a good way to hide this anymore. And we're seeing what they did with the 300,000 children we've talked so much about. We're finding those children. 361 illegal immigrants were picked up in these two raids. We're told they were atrocities. They were only picked up because they were Hispanic. They're good people, and they should just be sent back out to, you know, harvest more strawberries. And stop making the children cry, says Gavin Newsom. Stop making them cry. They're going to miss their mommies. And, well, mommy isn't here. Because these are not only undocumented children, these are unaccompanied minors. Let's go back for a minute to the Washington Times article from 2021 and kind of catch up on how they end up here, because Americans are just so naive about how the Democrats and the cartels work together here. The average price paid for a minor by the cartels, about $400 for a kid. Some go as high as $700. It's what they give you. You don't have a choice in most cases, these parents don't. They say, we'll kill the rest of your family. We'll kill your other children. We would like to buy that one. They bring them up here. They are true modern-day slaves. And I think this weekend, America got just the smallest look at what the Democrats and the cartels are doing. They bring them up here. Democrats know, Lee. We documented this last week. You were on vacation, I know. But we documented this last week with the report that just came out from the Department of Homeland Security. Fox News reporting over the weekend, one illegal immigrant with a criminal record who was never vetted was given over 140 children.
Somehow I don't think that they were biologically their
parents. Nope. I mean,
something's,
you know,
just not adding up.
No, and they were allowed to pick them up and move them out. And I think this is because the Democrats have a wink, wink, nod, nod relationship, or did, with the cartels. We'll let you take your kidnap kids, your sex slaves, your actual slaves for your plantations. We'll reunite them with you. We will. Now we know, Lee, why they suspended the DNA testing, because guess what? That documents the crime. And now we're finding these kids on plantations. Well, but they just want to work. They just came here to pick strawberries. I mean, pot for liberals to smoke. That's all. Even at 14, when by law you should be in school, they just want to work. No, they're kidnapped. In Guatemala, I'll never forget this article as long as I live, 2014, The Guardian, it was just mind-numbing. I still have it here, it's yellow, sitting in my stack. How families in Guatemala have to, they create trapdoors in their homes, false basements. They dig holes when they can't do that in the jungle for the kids to run and hide in, their girls. Because when the men with the automatic rifles come through looking for girls to kidnap to sell in America, they have to hide their daughters. That's been going on since 2014. Joe Biden put it on steroids. So they bring the little girl up, no DNA testing at the border because Joe Biden suspended that. See, that's why they used to be in cages. And the Democrats objected because they wanted the little girls with their pimps who had kidnapped them free to roam into the U.S. and sell them. After reunification by Democrats who look the other way, don't do DNA testing, and don't give a damn that that pedophile has a criminal record on both sides of the border. That's how this works. It is a horror show. So why were these kids on this plantation? Because that's what it is. Democrats are slaving again, this time in, you know, partnership, not with the slave, you know, the slavers who used to kidnap them from Africa, but this time in partnership with the cartels. Why are they working as slaves? And they are slaves on these plantations growing the Democrats' pot. Here's why. Stephen Miller breaks it down. They have no choice because the cartels then put a price on their head for the cost of trafficking them across the border. So they get kidnapped. Then they're forced to pay $4,000 to $6,000 with interest that goes up and up and up and never ends. They have to work it off as slaves, or the cartel will kill them or their family members back in their home countries. Here's Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff for Trump, explaining.
They are protecting those who traffic in the suffering of children. And by the way, do you know why so many of these unaccompanied alien minors are being put to work in slave wages and slave conditions all across California? To pay off their cartel debts. The right. Democrat Party is funneling these profits, profits from rape, profits from exploitation, and yes, profits from murder, into the hands of the cartels that control the north of Mexico, that assassinate politicians, that assassinate judges, that assassinate women and children, and that smuggle fentanyl into our country. Cartels are waging war against America, and their allies are the Democrat Party. And their allies are the Democrat politicians that are incentivizing these migrant mobs to try to murder our ICE officers.
Yeah, that's where we are.
And he's not overstating the issue.
No, he's not. That's where we are.
He sounds a little animated, and he usually is. I can relate to that, but he's not overstating the issue.
When you see human rights abuses, violations, the full horror of what the Democrats are running here, you get animated.
Yeah.
This is backwater, third world country stuff. And, you know, I just thank God for this because a lot of this sounds negative. It's not. This is the part where the light gets shown on what they were doing. And to find out, Lee, that Gavin Newsom, who truly is scum this morning, that Gavin Newsom tweeted that, shaming Trump, a picture of a child running, shaming Trump. Oh, no, Trump took his mom. That's why he's crying. And then we find out that not only are they using children as slaves on this pot farm, because that's what they were doing, that Gavin Newsom took $10,000 from the owner of the plantation as a campaign donation and kind of didn't mention that in his tweet.
Whoops.
Then what you can see, though, is the top down that I've been talking about for years on my Battleground America podcast and here on this show. The cartels are merging with the Democrats. That $10,000 is blood money. It's profit money off of sex trafficking and slave trafficking of these children.
Yeah, it was nice to hear Miller actually catch up with you on that one.
Yes, I know. Thank you. Years later, but I've been saying it for a very long time. This, what you're looking at is a partnership between the cartels and the Democrats. I mean, you look at who they most passionately protect, and I never would have forecast this. It is the most violent, most heinous gangbangers, because that's who brings them their money, and that's who brings them their voters. They think they can partner with these people. They think they can merge with them. They want it to be like it is in Mexico, where the politicians are cut in on the proceeds of crime or they're killed if you're not part of it. And then, Lee, just to show you what this is, then we find out Gavin Newsom's strawberry farmer, it's actually a pot farm, turns out to be a child predator working on the farm with these poor kids, these underage, unaccompanied minors who've been pimped out by the Democrats and the cartels, is an actual sex offender. This is incredible. Working there, he had been sentenced to 7 years for kidnapping and attempted rape with a prior conviction for attempted child molestation. This felon was working at the same farm as, it turns out, 14 kids now we found. 10 was what they originally had over the weekend. He's just working there with them. Sex offender. Democrats want him left alone. Let him do whatever he wants to the kids. We don't care. And you know what? There's a warning here for Donald Trump, too. I'm not going to let him off the hook.
No.
I'm not. This and I had to learn this myself, okay, from Jim Pendergraf, who was the Democrat sheriff of Mecklenburg County, only Democrat I ever voted for because he was really more like a Republican. And I said, well, you know, there's the good ones who come here to work. He said, no, there's not. No, they're not. He said, you don't understand, they all owe cartel debt. He said, so the ones working the farms, the ones working the construction during the day are working for the cartels at night. They're moving the sex traffic victims. I mean, he told me this 20 years ago. They're moving the sex traffic victims. They're moving the drugs. They have no choice. He said some of them are really bad guys. But others, they don't have a choice. They owe the cartels thousands of dollars. So the idea that Donald Trump can give these people visas, oh, well, the farmer knows you. He can vouch for you. It'll be great. No, that's a little Golden Book style version of America. The farmer doesn't know who you are. Farmer has no idea who you are. You're using an American's ID illegally, American Social Security card illegally. He doesn't even know your real name, never mind your child trafficking charges, your child sex abuse charges, the fact that you're wanted for murder in El Salvador. Farmer doesn't have a clue who you are. We don't need to start handing these people visas. We need to get them heck out of the country. If we need workers, we'll bring them in on new visas, and we will do this radical thing called vetting them first. So this doesn't have to happen to children anymore. This is the beginning of the end of the Democrats' massive, massive plantation that they have been running. This is the day it is. It's the beginning of the end of it. And this is what we're going through. What we're finding over the weekend is absolutely outrageous. There's no other way to put it. And I apologize for the stream today. I just can't seem to get it to work right now. I know producer Tim's working on it. I can't seem to get it up. Anyway, we've been trying 15 minutes. So those of you who watched, I know I'm getting a ton of complaints. But we will get that straightened out. Okay. Let me just rewind here a little bit. Here's Griff Jenkins, and he's a pretty solid newsman on Fox. You can hear the outrage in his voice as the children are being found. They are slaves. Stephen Miller explained this over the week. He said, listen, they're not there because they just don't want to go to school and they want to work for Democrats as slaves. And everyone should leave them alone. Let them slave away at 14. They are there working off cartel debt. They're probably kidnapped. That's how most of them end up here. They don't end up here by choice. They are stolen from their parents or sold by their parents after the cartels give their parents no choice. We'll kill the other two kids. Sell us this one. Here's $400. Thanks for taking them. That's how it works. Americans don't understand this. And so when Democrats are on TV going, oh, your strawberries will cost more money. You don't allow us to kidnap Jorge. Sell him for sex on the side and then he'll work the fields too. I don't care. I'll pay $10 for a thing of strawberries. Don't give a damn. This has to stop. This has to stop. And this weekend was the beginning of it stopping because the media could not hide the reality. And so the Democrats told all the lies. They always tell, oh, look, it's a little illegal. So, he's separated from his mommy. Look at him running. He's crying. And then we find out there is no mommy. He's an unaccompanied minor. He's a slave. Democrats are slaving again. Here's more Stephen Miller.
The president has been clear and consistent in saying that he's going to fight labor trafficking and child trafficking. And this marijuana plantation is a clear-cut example of labor trafficking and child trafficking, which are heinous crimes. Additionally, I don't know of anybody except the governor of California who would argue that a marijuana plantation is an essential component of America's food supply chain. Everywhere you look in California, you see industrial child exploitation on a massive scale, an industrial scale. There are likely hundreds of thousands of children in California who are being exploited for their labor or sexually exploited as part of sex trafficking. This administration is liberating these children and helping reunify them with their parents back in their home country. What the Biden administration did with respect to child trafficking is one of the great crimes in human history. Over 500,000 children were illegally trafficked into the country under the previous administration. When we've gone and looked for these children, Martha, the addresses that the U.S. government provided In other words, the records that the government kept under Joe Biden are all fake. Nobody ever checked if the addresses were real. Nobody ever checked if the sponsors were real. Nobody ever checked if they were really even relatives or parents or relations or safe. We recently recovered a young illegal alien, yeah. for example, who had been raped repeatedly by the adult male that the Biden administration handed to her. She was yeah. under constant video surveillance and was coached exactly what to say if an officer ever knocked on her door so that she would never be rescued. We have example after example. We go to homes, 13, 14, 15-year-old children who are raped on a daily basis because the Biden administration, because the Democrat Party, chose to traffic them into this country. So yeah, we will be unrelenting in our effort to free these kids.
Yeah, this is a huge story, and the Biden administration tried to push them out of these holding facilities at the border and into the arms of, you know, people who were picking them up. There were some cases where one person picked up 150 children. So I yes. doubt very much that was, you know, their
they
uncle.
Were not all their children.
It's Martha McCallum. One case, one person picks up 150 children. That's not an accident. That's not a whoopsie doopsie. That's not a, oh, we're so incompetent, old Joe's senile. We have to look at what this is, the full horror of what the Democrats did. But the good news is, this is it, folks. You know, you land some blister, it's a mess. You've had a big blister. Gross, right? But then it heals right away. This is the Lansing part. We're seeing what the Democrats did. You heard Stephen Miller, if you listened to the last segment. That was so powerful. The Trump administration estimates 100,000 of these children in California alone being sold for sex and slaved, like we saw over the weekend. We're up to 14 kids, by the way, working on that farm. As the Democrats whine and complain, you're going to have to pay more for strawberries. You're going to have to pay more for a head of a lettuce. You know what? I'm happy to. Because those kids are slaves, and you know what? My kids are going to be slaves, too. To a one-party system they are building with these voters that they are bringing in to replace us. They don't care about these kids. The more damaged they are, the more likely they'll vote Democrat. That's how they look at it. They don't care. And Todd Lyons, the head of ICE, where they are under threat of murder for liberating these children. I mean, you literally, we're looking for the shooter right now, this weekend. Here's Todd Lyons, head of ICE.
Now you have people blatantly shooting firearms at federal law enforcement officers. It's incredible. You know, we've always heard from the left and other organizations, if ICE only had a criminal warrant. Well, we had a criminal warrant. We were going after a marijuana grow facility, which happens to donate to Governor Newsom. And we did it the right way that everybody wanted, serving a criminal warrant against an American business that's harboring and trafficking illegal immigration. And now that we're finding out, forced labor of children. And here we are being protested against, assaulted, deadly weapons, rocks. It's unacceptable. And Martha, I hate to say it, it's all because of the rhetoric of the left and what a lot of elected officials are putting a bullseye on ICE just for doing their law enforcement mission.
By the way, I want to point out to you that figure, 150 children given to one illegal immigrant with a criminal record by the Department of Homeland Security. That was Martha McCallum on Fox News reporting that. And you know what? Trump's got this totally figured out. We're going to find out all of this, folks. This is just the beginning of the finding out part. But the finding out part is how we stop these atrocities. Here's Trump last week.
Do you think that this was an isolated incident? Or do you think there's a national threat of a left-wing militia that is targeting ICE and CBP?
Well, I think you have some very stupid people in the left who have some money that are making it available to these people. Because you look at the guns they had, they were brand new.
Again, folks, this is maddening and upsetting, but it's the beginning. There are two twin forces here at work. There's X, free speech. Free speech sets people free. And so the Democrats set up their usual round of lies, as they always have in the last 10 years or so, the censorship on social media. But before, the FBI would have censored the truth on social media. If I tried to talk to you about it, my account would get frozen, as it did many times. Half my followers would disappear. That doesn't happen anymore. The Democrats can't hide the horror of who they are and what they've been doing. And that is how it ends, folks. It's only going to get better from here on out. But the things we are going to find are going to be horrific. That pot farm this weekend, just the beginning. And the Democrats will try to kill ICE for it. Over the weekend, noting the year anniversary of the Butler assassination attempt, with a $40 million now bounty on Trump's head by Iran, it's going to happen again. And that's why I headlined this Rumblecast, this X-cast, Donald Trump is in mortal danger. Just hoping somebody close to him will see this, read it, and understand how much danger he is in. We didn't fully understand that till this weekend because two things happened. A Senate report came out about who is still in charge of all of his security. It is the exact people who caused this mess at Butler, but at a terrifying level. His security is being run by the deep state. Bad, bad, bad deep state actors, as Iran is now offering $40 million for his assassination. We're going to get into what Iran's doing all over the world. He is in mortal danger. And unfortunately, he said over the weekend, well, God protected me and I don't really like to think about it. He needs to start thinking about it and looking really close at who is protecting him, because I don't think he knows.
God was protecting me. Maybe because God wanted to see our country do better or do really well, make America great again. But God was protecting me, Brian. I'll tell you, it's the more you think about it, the more you see it. I don't like to think about it much. You know, I have a job to do. So
God was
not.
God was protecting him. But actually, in actuality, it was the Butler County EMS. Fox News right now, you know how Fox Nation has a paywall and then they've got, you know, investigative pieces. They just put out an absolute bombshell behind the paywall. It was worth every cent of the $10 I paid to read it and cut it up for you. And I'm going to feature it today in the Battleground America podcast. I'm going to put it all in one place. You could download it. It's going to shock you. The first time ever that the Butler Emergency Services Squad, so this includes the snipers, has ever been interviewed. And something came out of that that is mind-blowing. Even last week, as we're heading into the anniversary of Butler, what was reported, I actually said it last week, I read it, that the oopsie-doopsie, where Trump was allowed to go on the stage, it was because the Secret Service, oops, shucks, didn't have the radios on the same frequency as the Butler County guys, right? Darn, gosh. Oh, we should have synced the channels up. Sorry about that. It's what we've been told for a year, right? No. Because you know what the Butler County squad said? I'm going to try to get someone on this show. Because somehow this needs to break through or Trump's not going to make it. It doesn't matter that the radios didn't sync up. They went personally to the control room twice. The first time, Crooks was using the rangefinder and the laser, which he was using literally a laser sight to set up the murder, the assassination of Trump right there on the stage. Those two things together. When the Butler County Emergency Service, if you want to watch all this for yourself, I encourage you to do it. You got to go behind the paywall on Fox Nation, but you can get a free trial. They saw it. They said, oh my God, this guy's going to try to kill Trump. They went, when they couldn't reach him on the radio, they went personally to the headquarters and talked to the guy in charge and said, we are trying to find this guy. The panic had ensued. They pulled the cops, that the Butler County cops, off of the traffic. They were handling parking. They pulled them all off and they all went after Crooks. You can see a really weird thing in the body cams in the Fox Nation footage. There's no Secret Service. Secret Service isn't looking. It gets worse. Then Crooks makes it up on the roof. They send somebody, because they can't communicate on the radios, they send somebody back to Command Central. He's on the roof now. We can't sight him, but you can. Help us find him. Nobody knows this because they did their first interview as a group on this forever. On the Fox Nation expose. Nobody's seeing this morning. Trump probably doesn't know. There was no radio failure. They knew. Now, what happened to the Secret Service agent who was in charge of the response room. He one of the six who was disciplined last week? Ha! No. He was promoted. He's still in charge. He's still in charge. And the Butler County Emergency Services is trying to warn Trump. We told him to his face and he did not care. Yeah, because it was a deep state hit. They unsecured and insecured this rally. And now we're finding out something else overnight from this Senate report that is even more terrifying. Here's Chanley Painter.
In a separate report from the Federal Government Accountability Office, it found that senior level Secret Service agents were informed of a threat 10 days before the Butler rally, but failed to share that information with the local and federal agencies. That report also identifies a series of procedural and planning mistakes along the way, guys.
You could sure say that. Chanley, thank you.
I got the distinct impression that there's like a lack of urgency, the Butler County officer told the committee about his dealing with the room agent who was never disciplined and is still running Trump events. There's two more. They're out there. I'm going to retweet this right now because people need to read it. Maybe somebody, you know, within this, the sound of my voice can get this into Trump's inner circle because he's not going to make it. I'm here to tell you. The two in charge that day, Nick Menster, never disciplined. He did the final walkthrough, approved the plan where the AGR building was not secured, was drawn right out of the perimeter, the best place to shoot from, that guy. And now we find out that they knew 10 days in advance there was a threat. What's that guy doing today? Security for Laura and Eric Trump after his promotion. He was never punished. But the true terror is Nick Olszewski. He is the other guy who did the walkthrough, the other guy who approved the plan where they just drew out the biggest security threat, the AGR building, then ignored the Butler County guys frantically coming to the emergency center saying, we can't find him. He's got a rangefinder. He's got a laser. He's sighting a shot on the stage. That Nick Olszewski? Oh, guess what he's doing? He was promoted too. He was never suspended, never punished. He is now the chief special agent in charge of the inspection division. What do? Ensure the integrity of the agency's operations. He's in charge. Every time Trump leaves a building, he is in mortal danger. And now the Iranians are hunting him again on our soil. Folks, this ain't going to end well. And Trump saying, I try not to think about it. That is not a strategy. Somebody needs to get to him. He does not have a lot of time left before they take another shot. These people are weaponized and they're going to insecure and unsecure this mess again. A bizarre brawl this weekend that makes no sense over the Epstein documents, which we're told don't exist. They're gone. Never existed. Epstein abused all the girls himself, and it was nobody else ever. Nobody did it. Case closed. Dan Bongino apparently not having it. Rumor is reported as fact, so they must have good sources. Fox News saying he did not come into work. He has had a brawl with Pam Bondi over the Epstein thing, may quit the FBI by the end of the weekend. Trump was talking about how great he is and how he shouldn't quit the FBI just because he disagrees with Bondi's assessment on Epstein. Okay. Couple of things here that don't make sense. The number two in charge at the Department of Justice said, listen, Bongino and Kash Patel signed off on this memo. They were totally down with it till there was public backlash to it. I believe that. Number two, I don't understand this. Now, like, I literally don't understand it. Why does Bongino care what Bondi said or wrote in a memo? And he's going to resign. It's Trump who's backed Bondi. It's Trump who interrupted Bondi. double down on, hey, no, we're not, you know, no, everybody stop talking about Epstein. We're not talking about this anymore. It's over. Stop talking about it. Why Bongino would be in a fight with Bondi, I'm not following that. This is Trump's position on Epstein. It's not Bondi's. I mean, it may be hers too, I don't know, but this idea that, wow, okay, Bondi, man, she's saying untrue things about Epstein. What about Trump? Here's Trump interrupting a reporter and Bondi, who are trying to say, no, there's no there, nothing going on, nothing whatsoever. No biggie. We're not looking into Epstein anymore. We're closing the, you know, closing the case, blah, blah. He interrupts and says this.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
So why Bongino would be in a fight with Bondi over the Epstein memo, that's Trump's position Bondi's carrying out right now. I don't understand. And then Trump puts out this bizarre truth post about he wants them all to get along. I don't understand. Is it that Bongino doesn't want to say it's really Trump I disagree with on Epstein? And I disagree with the idea of covering up this evidence? Is that what Bongino really means? I've never been so confused. I don't know what to make of this. I don't know why Trump is so determined to keep this secret. I have no doubt he's got a good reason, got a theory on what it is. He sent Roger Stone out last week to do a lot of shows with one of his very good friends and handlers. Say, look, we got compromise. We got blackmail material. We are keeping the deep state at bay and controlling a lot of people with this just by having this information. That was the message Roger Stone wanted to send to the base. Look, we're doing good things with the Epstein compromise. It's just Bongino and Bondi are getting the hit for this. Anyway, if Roger Stone's out there telling it, Trump gave him permission. The only question is why? There's a lot we don't know here, but the idea that Bondi and Bongino are fighting and Trump is above it all, no, these are Trump's policies, which makes the whole thing very strange.